Welcome back to CSW's podcast. I'm here with Grant Bickle, upper school principal, and our athletic director this morning, Mr. Tim Dolliffe. Grant, what's the title for today? What are we going to be talking about?
Yeah, thanks for having us. Today, we're talking about why athletics. And Tim, I'm super excited to have you on. Thanks for being here.
For sure.
Today, we're going to be sort of getting a peek into what we're calling the three windows of athletics and how that plays out for us. And, you know, I think there's some schools who don't have athletics that are classical Christian schools, and we have chosen to make that a priority. And so, Tim, our first window we're going to be talking about today is the window into the world and sort of what our athletes gain by going out to compete. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Hopefully I'm not a huge disappointment on this. I imagine I will be, so hopefully it's a minimal disappointment.
No, I'm excited.
But when you ask about why we had athletics, I tried to jot down a few notes, and some of it obviously is something we considered before we even got started. Hmm. It's not a new question. You know, I think as I think back on my educational years, you know, part of it is just, you know, that's part of the educational experience. You know, I think back on high school and junior high, and some of the best memories I have, bus trips to and from games, and times I spent with other teammates and lifelong friends that I developed on teams. And I wanted that for my kids. I think a lot of people do, but that really, you know, doesn't really lead into, you know, how's that help us, the mission of our school and portrait of a grad. I mean, where's that put us? And so really the kind of the thought behind that, like you mentioned, the first window to the outside world, it kind of gives us a chance to put our kids in the outside world, not just keep them here under the safe shelter of home all the time, in a safe way and in a limited way, to where they get to go out and experience, you know, not everyone they're going to encounter is going to be a classically Christian educated kid.
Yeah. So, you know, in a little bit of the background on that, you know, when we first started, we were looking at a Christian league, right? But then now we're part of the state association, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Acacia was 2017, I think, that we started doing that.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think that, number one, you know, gave us a chance to obviously have postseason competition, to have a meaningful end to our season, and really compare how our team does against real competition. But it also does give us a chance to see, you know, develop a camaraderie with other schools and kind of get to know a league and get to know competition against not just other people like us.
Yeah, we had even this past weekend, a coach from one of the public schools emailed and said, "Hey, thank you for the witness." I mean, essentially, they're saying of your coaches and students.
Yeah, I think when we do things well, I do think that, you know, Christians from other schools notice that and appreciate it for sure.
Yeah, no, I love that.
So, what does that, you know, we're in the Heart of America League. What does that provide for our students as they, you know, are here in a pretty safe environment?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, first of all, it's some common opponents that we're always going to play in every sport. But they do get to know those kids and become friends with kids from other schools. And it gives them a chance to, you know, have all league teams. We have like honor choir, you know, music contest, Scholars Bowl, as well as athletics. It gives us some common people to have those kind of competitions and also sessions where they'll bring in, you know, outside people for music sessions and so forth.
The second window then is not just our kids having an opportunity to look out into the world, but also giving the other schools an opportunity to look into us, and lots of things that can be revealed through a sporting event. And why is that so important for us that we would want to continue?
Yeah, I think it kind of ties into the first one. You know, when we put our kids into situations outside of our school, a lot of times it's under high pressure or tense situations where we get to see them under pressure where it's not the same as in algebra class, same type of pressure. And it kind of, you know, I think there's been a lot of talk about sports developing character, but I've also heard people, the realm I fall into more is I feel like it reveals your character. So under a microscope, you know, it gives us a window into our kids' character and gives us a chance to, you know, we're not going to be perfect. Our kids aren't going to be perfect, and they're going to blow it sometimes. And then we get a chance to come back into practice and collect and talk about where things didn't go so well.
Yeah. I remember even whenever I was in school, I went in my high school, was mostly at a public school, but, you know, it is an opportunity. I mean, I remember one point in a game, actually, my character was revealed in a negative way. But, you know, yeah, but there's an opportunity. I remember even talking with some of my friends and tell them, like, oh, man, I shouldn't have done, you know, and like, that wasn't right that I did that. And I think that even though they saw me express myself in a way that wasn't positive, that for me to, I mean, essentially repent is what I was doing in front of them. It speaks to the witness. And that's certainly true of our athletes and coaches as well, is right. We're not perfect people. But sometimes it's the repentance that, that matters most.
Yeah. I can't identify with ever blowing it and doing it. Several times that's happened. And you're right. I know of a case last year in a competition with another school. We blew it, and we had a chance to see that school again and be able to apologize, and they appreciated that. And I think that's part of a witness is admitting it when that happens.
That's so valuable that it maybe speaks even more to than if we were perfect all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the last window we're talking about today is the window into our students, which we've already sort of started talking about. But sports reveals character. We know, I can think of plenty of times that I did not have good character on the football field or in many places. And so I think having that reality put in front of us, but also that we're intentional with that. When we see those character things, we're going to bring them up and we're going to try to address them. And that may not always happen in front of everyone. Where a parent sees, oh, that kid blew up. Like, no, you may be dealing with that in practice and not in competition. So what about that is important for us, and why would we have it?
Well, I think probably the last thing is the windows work both ways. You know, they're, the outside sees in and sees us. You referred to that a little bit. And we used an analogy before, and again, none of my original thoughts. I stole it from somebody to say the sports is kind of the front porch of the school. Hmm. You know, it's not the most important thing we do by any means. And nobody would, not even the athletic director, is silly enough to think that.
But I'm not putting my nicest couch out on the front porch either.
That's exactly right. And but it is the most visible. I mean, that's what most people are going to see when, you know, if you have no connection to classical school of Wichita, and you just drive by it on Kellogg, you have no idea what goes on there. But you are going to see our soccer teams out competing at Stryker. You're going to see our volleyball teams out playing. You're going to see our cross-country teams running. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, how we behave and you know, good or bad, it's going to be a window into what happens at our school.
That's good.
Yeah, what thoughts do you – what encouragement would you have for a parent maybe if they're, you know, they want to train the character or their children, right? They're seeing things maybe they think are great or maybe they think things are concerned about in their own child. What would your advice be to them?
I think just like anything else, everything gets better at practice. You know, you don't – if I see my son's blowing it on his attitude and whatever he does – I don't think it does any good to just completely remove it from the area. Mm-hmm. And not to use an old farm analogy, but we had training a horse. They used to have we used to, you know, if you'd wave your hand by a horse and they'd act up, you know, our thought was, well, hey, don't wave your hand by the horse. But I think it's actually the opposite. What you do is when there's no riders or whatever on them, you constantly wave your hand by the horse.
Yeah.
And eventually they quit reacting to it.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same thing with our kids. You know, if they're acting up in YMCA youth sports, you know, have them do it again. Talk about how you can do it better. Do it again. Do it again. Eventually, you know, they'll learn how to behave and represent your family and our school, hopefully, in a way we're proud of.
Yeah, that's great. And this reminds me of the importance, you know, as we start young with those with the kids. And, you know, I guess technically we start fifth grade at CSW, but there's some schools, some teams third grade that are kind of affiliated with the school.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, even those young ages, right, that they're really seeing this as opportunity to shepherd their children.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I told Grant there's a pretty good article, and I don't even think it's necessarily a Christian writer. Mm. It's just called Why We Play by Jody Redmond. And it talks about, you know, obviously we play to win. You know, most people, when you ask if they're going to give a real honest answer, is you play to win. And that's true. We do play to win. But to say that's the only purpose is crazy. I mean, way more than that. And hopefully, you know, we do better all the time at reaching that goal.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, Tim, thanks for being here today, and thanks for giving us a window into our athletics program. Josh, thanks for being here, and we'll catch you next time.
See ya.